No. No. Like in the neighborhoods, that sort of thing? No.
What would you say?
Driveway, I suppose.
Okay.
Driveway.
And what would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down but nothing has been built to replace them?
I suppose we'd say a vacant lot.
Okay. Would it be anything different if it were a place where children might play baseball?
Vacant lot.
Okay. And what do you call a place where you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
Okay. Can you distinguish between some types of cars, body styles, not brand names?
Can I?
Mm-hmm. For instance,
sure.
A very small car with just
two
bucket seats.
Sure, if you're talking about sports car, compact, subcompact, sedan, coupe.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is a coupe, to start with?
As opposed to a sedan, let's see. A coupe usually means there is not a central post between the front seat and back, the front and back windows. If it's a four-door, the coupe means you could roll down windows from the front seat and the back seat. You have just, whereas a sedan would have that central support.
All right. Does it matter how many doors a sedan has?
I think a sedan has got to have four doors and a central post.
Okay.
At least that's the way I would use it. Right. That's the way, correctly or otherwise.
How many doors would a coupe have?
A coupe could have two, but a coupe can also have, a coupe could have four with no central post, but a coupe can also be a two-door, sort of sportier car. It has that sense of a mid-sized, sportier car.
So a coupe can be large or small?
It can be, let's put it this way, it can be mid-size or large.
Mm-hmm.
You would not have a small coupe.
Okay.
Well,
you mentioned convertible. What is that?
Well, now, again, to go on with that, a convertible, of course, is a car that where the roof can, either a hard top roof that can be removed or a canvas roof that can be folded down behind the back seat. The term coupe can also apply to a body style, which is the same as a convertible, except with a roof. In other words, if there is a model of a car, which is identical in terms of basic body shape and the mechanics and the engine size the same, you could have the convertible and it's the one that's hard top would be called a coupe. That's another use of the word coupe. Does that cover it?
A hard top is a type of coupe.
Well, see, the problem is that the word coupe, as I say, can be both generic and specific.
Mm-hmm.
It can be generic in the sense of referring to a sporty type car which does not have a central post between the front and back windows. It can also be used in a specific sense as the complement of a convertible.
Do you remember old models from the 1930s and 40s that sometime had outside seats in the back?
Do I remember? Hell no.
You've seen them. No, I don't mean that you've lived with them.
Pictures, you know.
Do you know what the outside seats were called?
Jump seats.
Okay. Now, do you use the term two-door sedan and four-door sedan? You've used sedan two-door. And then two-door sedan.
See, I
separately.
Use sedan in the specific. No, I would say a sedan is a four-door car with a central post.
Mm-hmm. So a car with only two doors
would not be a sedan.
Would not be a sedan. What would you call a car with only two doors?
A coupe.
A coupe. Okay, that's clearer to me. I've always had that very confused in my mind.
It's not easy. It's not unconfusing. That's the reason.
And everybody who explains it differently.
Way, of course.
Okay. Do you have any slang names for very large and pretentious cars?
Heaps. Gas guzzlers. That I use today. I'm not sure you want me to say it on tape.
Oh, yes.
No, let's see.
Oh, yes, we take anything.
No, I'm trying to think, because what does one refer to? They're not so many large and pretentious cars. I guess today I would say gas guzzler. I mean, if I said anything. It's not a kind of topic that elicits.
Did you ever hear it called a pimpmobile or a pimp car or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Some people have, though.
No.
And what do you call the kind of large car that a family might have that has an extra seat in the back? And
station wagon.
Any other terms for that?